and when I'd have trouble sleeping, I'd say, Daddy, Daddy, tell me a story. Daddy. He'd come in and he'd say, well, this is about the big-headed kid. I said, the big-headed kid? He said, yeah. Once upon a time, this man walked into a bar. And he had this little kid with him, 5, 6 years old. But the kid had a head on him twice the size of normal. Nice looking boy, but this big old head on him. Like a watermelon-sized head. So he sits down at the bar and says, I'll have a beer and give this big-headed maggot a Coke. And he slaps the kid back in the head. The bartender gives the man a beer, gives the boy a Coke. Man drinks his beer, has a couple pretzels, watching the ball game. Says, bartender, give me another beer, give this big-headed maggot another Coke. Bam, he slaps the kid back in the head. Well, this goes on 2 or 3 times. Finally, the bartender doesn't like seeing it anymore. He says, wait a minute, sir. Seems like a well-behaved boy. Why are you slapping him? He said, why am I slapping his big-headed maggot? What? He said, I'll tell you why. There was this cheerleader. And she was sweet. And I'd watch her up in the stands every day. And finally, I got the urge to take her out. I spent big bucks. I wined her and dined her. I couldn't believe it. Took her out by the third day. No one's talking about her. It was sweet. Everybody was jealous of me. I took her all around. I drove around in my drop-top car. We laughed. We had sweet bleachy. We had tenderness. Well, what's that got to do with this kid? And the man said, well, we decided to raise a family. And that sweet, tight thing I love was ruined when this big-headed maggot came along.